You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
Ratings agency Moody's recently unleashed its hammer again, downgrading five municipalities as well as the Ekurhuleni Water Care Company. Moody's says it's worried about the pressure these municipalities are experiencing on their finances. Many people may not even be paying rates and taxes due to the pressures from COVID-19 and the weak economy. But we speak to one of those municipalities right now, the city of Johannesburg. And we do have Ntsatsi Modingwane, the spokesperson of the city, joining the show. Ntsatsi, thanks so much for your time. Moody's is really worried about your finances. Do they have reason to be so worried? And do you agree with the latest downgrade?
Thank you very much, Fifi, for the opportunity. Let me start by clarifying that from the city side, we are worried about the process that was followed in coming up with this rating, because what normally happens is that the agencies engage with the city and then we give them the information and then they come with the determination. But this time around, what happened is that the rating just happened without the city being engaged, and up to today, the city has not been engaged. Having said that, what we feel is that some critical information has been ignored in terms of coming up with this rating. A blanket approach was used. Dynamics of different entities and municipalities were not looked into and assessed critically, because you can't, in terms of dynamics and approaches, you can't look at all municipalities from the same book without going into details in terms of the plans, the programs, and what exactly is happening in terms of the cash flow.
So you think you were unfairly treated here?
What we are saying, because what we did, we even wrote to the National Treasury and Moody's themselves. They, guys, the approach has not been done this way before. And what they have said to us is that they are going to come back to the city to look at all the information that we have, so that they can make an in-depth assessment, which might look at reviewing the rating. But what we're saying from the information that we have is that had they considered that information, maybe the rating would have been different.
So why do you think that they did things differently this time?
We are not sure yet, because they have not responded to our letter which we sent to them at this stage. But just to give a sense of what normally happens, that they would come and ask for information, and where the information is not audited yet, that disclaimer gets made to them so that they are able to make that assessment. For example, in the city of Johannesburg, if you look at the year ending June 2020, our collection rates were about 86%. And at the end of the financial year, we had cash surplus of about 5.5 billion in the bank. So, and when we look at that and assess the measures that we've put in place in terms of, because you must remember some of the drops were happening because of the hard lockdown. When the restrictions were limited or reduced or amended, what happened is that municipalities were now allowed to do things like your credit control measures and so forth. And when we look at the performance of the municipality currently, we are improving. We're seeing a very promising future. Our collection rate is at above 90% as we speak, and our cash reserves have increased by about 7% from the number that we had in 2020. So, we are seeing progress. There was a time during the hard lockdown where the collections were reducing a bit by about 4%. In terms of our target, but we are catching up since the restrictions have been revised.
So this ratings action from Moody's, as I understand it, took place last week, towards the end of the week on Friday. You, as the city, responded to your investors who hold your bonds on the JSE yesterday. You say that you have written to Moody's. So when did you write to them about your query, and when are you expecting a response?
We wrote to them the letter that went out from the city to them and National Treasury went yesterday. And our anticipation is that they are considering it, and we are hoping that they will come back to us and give us an indication of the way forward in terms of the process. But as a city, we are ready with the information, the up-to-date information to date, so that we can finish them and see how best we can take the profits forward.
Mm. Because not only did they downgrade the city alongside other municipalities, the other four, but they also signaled that further downgrades could come because your lenders might even be scared to give you more money further down the line. So is this a possibility, or is this also a factor that you're querying?
That's what concerns us, because as an entity, we have investors that are keen and looking at the performance of the city in terms of its budgets, its commitment to service delivery and so forth. And these kind of rating might send shivers down the spine of investors. So for us, it's a concern, because we do share up-to-date information with our investors, so that we try and assure them in terms of the liquidity of the institution.
Okay, you know, we really look forward to the development, and hopefully we can have an interview, a catch-up, a discussion with you when you get a response from Moody's, and whether they will change or retract their latest statement. But thanks so much for your time. We'll leave it there. That was Ntatisi Mudingwane, the spokesperson of the City of Johannesburg.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.